sometimes I felt so tired going to the Arsenal. I used to stop, well, it's a stop, took me probably an hour or so. And sometimes I used to hail the taxi to give me a lift there. There was one taxi driver, he was a very, very kind man. He said, well, he says, he used to pick me up a lot. He said, I'm a season ticket holder. He says, I take the cab to the Arsenal. He said, if you come out the Arsenal, I'll always give you a lift home. So for years, he used to give me a lift home. Anyway, 20 years later, I was coming out of the Arsenal as a season ticket, and this chap comes up to me. He says to me, do you recognise me? I said, no. Well, he said, I was a taxi driver who used to give you lifts to and from Arsenal. He said, have you got a car? I said, I have. He said, could I give him a lift? But it shows you people are very kind. Yeah. And I think, like everything else, it's like if you help yourself, somehow you get help as well. People recognise, it's like you try to do your best and people sort of put themselves out. And the Arsenal put themselves out to help me as well. But I won't go into that. I haven't been to the new stadium, actually, the Emirates, but I watch it on Sky. I do voluntary work. I go to visit people with dementia in a home. And I'm also want to visit families with children with disabilities, a family backup in Hackney, and I'll volunteer to do that. And because I do this do the voluntary work, I've been asked to... The government apparently have recognised that it's a very important thing for people with disabilities and who have got learning difficulties to do voluntary work instead of staying in, because that allows them to be valued. And it's something the government, I understand, are interested in because of my voluntary work. And I went to a symposium a month or two back because I get social care here, home care. I went to the symposium about a month ago as a user, and I told them about different things. And because of my interest in different things, they're asking me to be on a steering committee because they're saying, you're the sort of person who could help us to encourage people to do the voluntary work who are not doing it. Because I gave them an example of how I feel valued, and how I've been told how I blossom when I do it, and how my mother got valued and purpose in life for her when she was. And since now, they're telling me, well, you're the same person we're looking for to encourage other people. They want me to go on a steering committee and probably do a helpline or something. But anyway, that's talking about changing your life. Everything changes.